Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for January 2015. Happy New Year. The new year will see the days slowly lengthening, but given clear skies there is plenty to view at night at this time of the year. One interesting note, on the 4th of January the Earth will be at perihelion, or the closest point in its orbit around the Sun. Starting as always with the Moon, only a new moon this month on the 20th, and the next full moon is in February. The Moon orbits the Earth in 28 days, so a lunar month is 2 or 3 days shorter than the calendar month. For this reason, cultures that adopt a lunar month will have 13 months in their year. Now on to the planets that are visible this month. The best time to see Mercury is around 5 o'clock in the evening towards the middle of the month, just after sunset. As always, be very careful if you use binoculars to look for it in case the Sun catches you unawares. It will be just about 5 degrees above the horizon in the southwest. Venus will still be shining brightly in the evening at the end of the month. It will be the very bright object visible just after sunset in the southwest. Mars is still on view this month. You'll catch it about 14 degrees above the southwestern horizon, just after sunset at the start of the month. Jupiter is still magnificent to look out for in the late evening at the end of the month. An obvious bright object reasonably high in the sky. Binoculars on a tripod, or a small telescope if you have one, will give great views of the four Galilean moons, and possibly some of the stripes on the planet itself. If you have a reasonably high-powered telescope, and you can see the stripes, or to give them their correct name, belts and zones, see if you can see elongated dark spots within these belts. These are called barges, and there has been a lot of barge activity over the last few months. Also check out on the internet when you might be able to see the Great Red Spot. This surface feature is a gigantic storm many times the size of the Earth that is dredging up red colour gases from deep in Jupiter's gaseous atmosphere. Although the red spot has been getting smaller over the last few months. Saturn is a morning sky object best seen around 6 a.m. towards the end of the month. Look out for the bright yellow object in the south-southeast at around 15 degrees above the horizon. The rings will be a magnificent sight in even a small telescope or binoculars. The only meteor shower of note this month is the Quadrantids, peaking about 6 p.m. on the 3rd of January. With the full moon this year, it's not such a good opportunity to see the expected ZHR of around 120. ZHR stands for zenithal hourly rate. This is simply a measure of the expected activity that you may be able to see if the radiant or apparent source of the shower was directly overhead and there were perfect viewing conditions. Comet C2014Q2 Lovejoy may prove to be a nice sight in binoculars. It will be passing from underneath Orion up through Taurus and may reach magnitude 8.1, which is just beyond the ability to view the comet with the naked eye. The comet will be at its best between the 9th and the 23rd of January. Look on the internet for precise details. Now on to constellation watching. Orion is still magnificent in the east in the evening, moving to the south around midnight. Let's use Orion to find Leo. Look at Orion, now turn 90 degrees to your left. Look for a backward question mark in the sky. This is the lion's head, and is sometimes called the sickle. The bright star at the bottom of the sickle is called Regulus. To the left you will see a flat oblong of stars with a fairly bright star called Denebola, to the left as a point or tail. This is the lion's body. Now all you have to do is to imagine a set of front and back paws. Going back to Orion, you can use the three stars in Orion's belt to find two interesting stars. Follow down to the left and you will find the brightest star in the night sky. This is called Sirius. Now track Orion's belt to the right, and you'll come across the red star called Aldebaran, or the Eye of Taurus the Bull. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for over this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and at any date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. Listen out next month for February's highlights. Bye for now.